The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, people will have heard the story yesterday. They'd be familiar with it now. Mary Regan in Carlow, the funeral director, Rory Healy, making a public appeal there that Mary, having passed away, that she not be sent off alone. And more than 300 people attended her funeral. And Rory has been talking about this, and he mentioned she had no next of kin or no identifiable next of kin, no known next of kin. But what happens when you need to find a next of kin and they are unknown? Well, it's kind of like, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. You call Pádraig Grennan and you call Erin Research. He's the managing director there. They are an Irish probate genealogy firm. Pádraig, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kieran.
Tell us, what do you do?
Well, we mostly work for the legal profession. So we track down beneficiaries to estates. So it could be someone who's passed away. They're named in a will. The will could have been written 20 years ago, so nobody knows where these people are. Solicitors would call us. Or where it gets more complicated is where it's an intestate matter and some of the next of kin might be known, or it might be the case that there's absolutely no known next of kin, and we piece together the family tree and find all the beneficiaries that would be entitled to benefit from a share of the estate.
Okay, so sometimes you're starting with a name and trying to find out where they are in the world. Other times you're just starting without anything, but you know somebody out there might be related to the person who's passed away.
Yeah, generally speaking, we'd have the name of a deceased person and their date of birth. Sometimes we won't have their date of birth, just the date of death. Really, you've got to pin it down. Your route, if you like, is your birth certificate, because on the birth certificate there's lots of information. There's the name of the parents, for example. In most cases, both parents would be named. So you look for a marriage certificate and you build it out that way. You look for other children or siblings of the parents, and that's how you find nieces and nephews, cousins, etc. So you literally build out the family tree and work it from there.
So is a lot of the time then spent, what, going through kind of archives and databases, is it?
It is. There's lots of stuff online these days, as you can imagine. More and more records coming online. But sometimes we do have to go in and trawl through the records in the General Records Office, which is up here in Christchurch. We would go in there and look through the indices sometimes as well, births, deaths and marriages, because you could have something that's, you know, missed online. There could be errors in transcription or whatever it is. So we'd go. It's a combination of both.
So how long do you, let's say you're trying to find somebody who has been identified in a will, you know, Kieran Cuddihy, I bequeath my kind of house in Kilkenny to Kieran, and I've moved on, it's 20 years ago, you can't find me. For how long do you persist before kind of the legal system says, right, you've tried hard enough and something else happens? Or do you do it in kind of perpetuity?
Well no, you wouldn't do it. There are, in the business, there are insurance products that exist to indemnify against that.
Okay.
So if we were looking for a Kieran Cuddihy and you couldn't be found, say you went to Thailand, you were the black sheep of the family. Do you know what I mean? That type of scenario where everyone's at home.
They all go to Thailand, those black sheep.
One goes off. Well, it's just a difficult place to find people, actually, you know. But you know the kind of scenario you pictured. So if that person can't be found, mostly we have found, if somebody can't be found, it's because they don't want to be found.
Yeah.
They might have fallen out with the family. They know we're looking for them, but they won't engage. Okay? So there are insurance products that exist whereby an estate can pay for an insurance product whereby that person's share can be paid out to the other beneficiaries. And if the black sheep ever turns up, there's an insurance premium policy there that will pay his share.
Well, what about the other scenario? There's maybe an intestacy and you're trying to find out if there are next of kin or who would be entitled to what. How wide do you cast the net? I mean, are you going out to second cousins, third cousins? How far do you go?
It depends. Under intestate law, there are rules of intestacy in Ireland.
Yeah.
So you have to follow those rules strictly, and it's there in black and white. You work through the different degrees of relationship. So it starts off with a spouse and children and siblings and parents. You know, so there is an order you must go through until you reach what's known as the class of beneficiary to inherit. So if you're going out to first cousins, that means you've cleared everyone else off that could have a closer claim.
Yeah.
That includes, you know, relations of the half-blood. So you get out as far as first cousins, you find one, then you must find everybody else of that class of beneficiary. So if there's no first cousins, you would go to first cousins once removed, which is their children, and so on. If there's none of those, then you go back up and out further to second cousins, which we've done on occasion. It does happen.
Okay.
So that's the way it works. You work through what's on the order of succession.
Okay, and you just keep going until you get someone.
Yeah, Irish intestacy law is quite, you keep going until you find somebody.
Wow.
Once you find one member of the class of beneficiary,
then you must try and find everyone else in that class.
And the further out you go, the bigger the number of beneficiaries.
And so would you have had cases that you would have dealt with where, you know, the kind of the classic first episode of Downton Abbey, the kind of the long lost cousin gets a letter in the post kind of saying, by the way, you've inherited.
That's what we do. And it's a challenge for us because there are so many scams nowadays. Do you know what I mean? We write out to people and say, look, we've been instructed by...
people deleting emails from your company as we speak.
Yeah, honest to God. And then, you have to be persistent because they're due an inheritance. Of course, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. That's what people think. And then they do some research, and we would generally have a lot of the research done on their family tree. So when we eventually get to speak with them, they satisfy themselves that this is, if it's a hoax, it's very elaborate. Do you know what
how robust, we're running out of time, I'm in trouble already, out of time. But how robust are kind of the records in Ireland? You mentioned a lot of them have been digitised, but you know, there's the famous kind of burning of the customs house, and we lost a lot of information when that happened in the Civil War. And there's also that weird thing in Ireland where people don't necessarily have the name, or go by the name they should.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of seems to be a more common Irish thing than it does in other...
You see so many people going by their middle name all their lives, and their birth cert is something else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The records as a whole are pretty robust. Okay. They're pretty robust, and, you know, we would need those to kind of... To support our reports for the legal profession. So I would say all in all, pretty strong, yeah.
Listen, fascinating stuff, Páirc, and thanks a million for coming into us. And if you're listening and you're after getting an email from Aaron Research, don't delete it. It's not a scam. Well, don't. It's not necessarily. I mean, someone else could be copying you, but get in touch with Páirc and Co. You never know what might be waiting for you. He's the managing director there. They're an Irish probate genealogy firm.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.